Meet the winners, VPL Biennale's prize. The fourth validation of Prior Learning Biennale took place on May 19 to 2022 in Iceland with the Education and Training Service Center, ETSC, as host. During the fourth VPL Biennale, the winners of the Global VPL Prize were awarded. The winners are four and you can read short presentations of their VPL activities here. And the winners are, VPL in Working Life, Specialized Office Clerk in the Public Sector. Gufina Haradatir, Fraser Setrai Staffsment, the Educational Training Center for Public Employees, Staffsment, http://www.sment.is. Description of the VPL activity. Staffsment participated in a pilot project initiated by the Education and Training Service Center, ETSC, called Validation in Working Life. The main objective was to develop a comprehensive validation system in collaboration with stakeholders, where specific job standards were at the core. The project provided standards to validate the competences against. Employees' tacit knowledge and skills were made visible, shortcomings identified, and proper training provided. At the end, all project participants had received training and were skilled to take on more complex tasks. About the VPL Biennale Prize. The VPL prize application was open to the submission of any project, program, process, document or description of the activity that has significantly advanced the cause of validation of prior learning, VPL. Read more about the VPL Biennale here. The Directorate of Labor and the Housing and Construction Authority are public entities with offices in Skagastrand and Sauðárkrókur located in the northwest of Iceland. The public entities are both very important for employment in the local community. As well are the employers important for the organization as the number of potential employees in the area is limited. The project was therefore a win-win for the employers, as well as the local communities. Technology-enhanced learning, assessment, development and academic strategies for RPL student success. Rekha Ramaroz, University of Western Cape, https://www.uwc.ac.za/admission-and-financial-aid/recognition-of-prior-learning. Description of the VPL activity. Recognition of prior learning, RPL, is a key policy-driven practice area aimed at redressing past inequalities and social injustices that are aligned to access to education within the South African higher education context. The RPL for Access into Undergraduate Program, known as the Portfolio Development Online Program, PDOP, at the University of the Western Cape, UWC, is offered as a six-month fully online program. The program provides RPL applicants with an opportunity to develop critical academic literacy skills, identify and showcase their competencies, strengths and academic readiness whilst developing a structured portfolio of evidence through the application of Bloom's taxonomy. The PDOP is student-centered, interactive and involves the use of academic mentors and multiple university structures, resources such as the Writing Center, Library, Center for Student Support Services, Center for Innovation in Communication and Education Technologies. The PDOP uses technology-enhanced learning, Kolb's experiential learning model, transformational, socio-constructivism and activity-based learning theories to transform, develop, engage, motivate, and support applicants in the RPL program. The purpose is to drive quality, promote educational growth, lifelong learning, critical thinking, and support student success. SkillMap. Ulrich Schaff, Skill Lab, https://skillab.io/n-us. Description of the VPL activity. The COVID-19 pandemic has caused tremendous economic stress, uncertainty and has accelerated the existing trends of worker displacement by technology, automation and the transition to a green economy. The growing number of vulnerable and marginalized job seekers often lack the tools to show their capabilities in a conventional CV and translate their skills and competences across fields or retrain for new occupations. SkillLab's AI-based solution empowers people to capture their skills, find education and jobs as well as generate tailored job applications. SkillLab makes career guidance accessible to everyone and provides a pathway to employment based on a skill recognition system that is granular, technology-enabled and data-driven. Users create a skill profile through an AI-based interview that builds on the European Skills, Competences, Qualifications and Occupations Framework, ESCO. The underlying machine learning approach intelligently adapts to the answers of users. Based on an individual generated skill profile, Skill Lab recommends careers, occupations and, if available, live vacancies in their area. The solution also incorporates local and online education offerings that address the skill gap between the desired job and a user's skills. Skill Lab ensures that the skills taught in education offerings and the skills demanded for vacancies are correctly identified by using a combination of natural language processing and the insights from our data model. Recognition of foreign qualifications in Austria, AST counseling, contact points for people who gained professional qualifications abroad. Alexandra Panik, counseling center for migrants in Vienna. Coordination of contact points for people who gained professional qualifications abroad, AST. https://www.anlaufstelle-anerkennung.at/. Description of the VPL activity. Many overqualified migrants spend years in low-skilled jobs. A job adequate to qualification has a sustainable impact on further career and on the employability of the individual. As a consequence, there are long-term impacts for the labor market and economy. The Austrian contact points for people who gained professional qualifications abroad, AST, provides the procedure of professional expert counseling and support for recognition of foreign qualifications. The procedure of AST counseling includes clarification of requirement and possibility of formal recognition, cost coverage of certified translations of documents, assistance with the application for assessment and, if necessary, assistance during recognition proceedings, as well as assistance on search for bridging courses and its financing. The involvement of AST contact points regards the improvement of integration and employability adequate to qualifications. The involvement is also a response to the needs of the Austrian labor market.